This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, March 20th. God's word for you today is Seed Power, Part 3. Our scripture reading is taken from Mark 11, verse 25 to 26. And it says, "And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you your trespasses." To move mountains, you need to plant mustard seeds of faith. If you can find your mustard seed of faith and plant your mustard seeds of faith, it unleashes a huge potential that can move mountains. The first mustard seed of faith you need to plant is listen to God. The second mustard seed of faith you need to plant is pray. The third mustard seed of faith you need to plant is forgive. Yes, she was so mean to you, yet forgive. Yes, he was so nasty and said this and that. I get it, but you must move your mountain. So, you have to forgive. You cannot change the person, but you can forgive him or her. Just forgive. In fact, someone said that while faith moves mountains, unforgiveness makes mountains. Unforgiveness makes mountains stand strong. Therefore, the question is not, does God have the power? The question is, do you have the mustard seed of forgiveness? Do you have the mustard seed that is required to move the mountain? Do you have the mustard seed? If you grow in God for long enough, sometimes you find that the hurt and the pain that has been done to you 10 years ago, you can walk away from it and forgive them. But the question is, what about the one that was done 10 minutes ago or 10 weeks ago? Do not just stay there because you want the person to owe you something. So, people tend to hold on to unforgiveness here and there to prove little points and win little battles. But all you're doing is reinforcing your mountain. I pray that your mountain will move today in Jesus' name. So you have to forgive. And for those that are finding it difficult to forgive and you're wondering how, Ephesians 4 verse 32 says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." This scripture shows us the key. The power to forgive comes from being forgiven. When we receive God's forgiveness, we have the power to forgive. If God were to judge you on everything you have done, you will not be here. We all know that for a fact. Therefore, the power to forgive comes from being forgiven ourselves. To move mountains, we need to plant the mustard seeds of faith, of listening to God, the mustard seeds of faith, of telling God what we need in prayer, and the mustard seed of faith of forgiving. The fourth mustard seed of faith that we need to plant is the mustard seed of faith of gratitude. Nothing is more powerful than thanksgiving. It changes your perspective. Let's say you do not like your boss or job, for example. Sit down and write 10 things you are thankful for in your boss or about your job, and your perspective will begin to change. I probably think you cannot write down 2 things you are grateful for about your boss or your job. Sit with God and it will help you see. And by the time you begin to thank God for those things, your perspective will change and the mountains will move. Let us pray. Father, by faith, I plant the seeds of forgiveness and gratitude. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information, about our locations and services. God bless you.